So it sounds like somebody, you know, he was running around looking for the mushroom, and he was all probably still fucked up on the mushroom, and somebody that were hanging out being the cops about the block found him kind of staggering around fucked up looking for his mushrooms, and they said, "Hey, pal," and beat the shit out of him, knocked him away, and took away his veil. Maybe. No?
Well, the veil is the mushroom.
They took away the mushroom.
Yeah.
All right. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love.
I am raining, languishing with love.
Okay. What is thy beloved more than another beloved?
Hey, wait a second. Let's go back to number 7. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. The walls, maybe the walls around his mind, and the veil was lifted. The veil was taken away.
Yes. Okay. This has happened to me on Amanitas when I've gone into that realm and literally been beat up by the mushroom. The mushroom, whatever the beings that I was encountering with.
I've been beat up by psilocybin mushrooms before.
Yeah.
And I've come out bruised the next day. I mean, I had physical bruises on my body. Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
Wow. So that could be what you're talking about, what you're seeing there. The walls surrounding, once the veils were rent, then the beings were there and they smote him. They beat him. They took away the veil and then they knocked him around a bit.
Yeah.
So it, basically, he was opening to his beloved. He was saying, "Come, have me, do me, be with you, whatever." And then as he went in, the veils were rent and the mushrooms, blam, blam, knocked him around a bit. And then he came out and he says, "I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love. I've been in there and I thought that it was great, and then pow, all this shit happened. Now I come out the other side and I'm looking around and I can't find any mushrooms anymore. And the veil was rent and the mushroom beat me up and goddammit, what in the hell just happened? Here I thought I was in love and I thought everything was great and I was all excited sexually and everything else. And the mushroom was showing me the secrets of the universe and it's exploding into this giant mythic vision. And then it beat the hell out of me and left me standing here afterwards going, what the hell is going on? So if you look around and you happen to see the mushrooms, tell that mushroom that I'm just sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved?" O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and filthy set. Fitly set. That's the second time I read it like that. It must be my bad brain. His cheeks are as the bed of spices as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling lead. His hands are as gold rings set with beryl, his belly as the bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yet he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, that this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. So in spite of his bad trip that he had and everything that happened to him, he still is in love with the mushroom, yeah, regardless. And so,
okay, where are you?
I'm on chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16.
Okay. I would like to read my... hands are turned and as good as gold, full of her.
His hands are turned and as of gold. Fall of hyacinths. Full of hyacinths. Sense. His belly as of ivory, set with sapphires. Okay, that's the belly of the mushroom, is the cap of the mushroom. His legs as pillars of marble. That's the cap, the pillars of the legs, stem of the mushroom, that are set upon bases of gold. Okay, yours says bases of gold. Mine says
sockets of fine gold.
Sockets. And the socket of the bottom of the mushroom looks just like the socket of a joint, like the socket of your elbow or your knee.
And on the sockets of fine gold. So the mushrooms are the fine gold upon sockets of fine gold.
Right. The bottom of the mushroom sometimes is gold also.
Really?
And the bottom looks like a knob. It looks like a ball. But it also looks like the socket of a joint. A knee socket or an elbow socket. It looks like the top of the bone going into a socket. So... His legs, pillars of marble that are set upon bases of gold. His form as of Libanus.
It's Lebanon.
Lebanon. Excellent as the cedars. His throat, most sweet, and he is all lovely. Such is my beloved, and he is my friend. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, whither is thy beloved gone, O thou most beautiful among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside? And we will seek him with thee. Is that not in this one?
This is number 6. This whither is number 1 on chapter 6.
Oh, okay. Well, that's strange, huh?
Whither is thy beloved one, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone into his garden, into the beds of spices, to find the gardens and to gather the lilies.
So the mushroom is dissolved into the depth of the underneath of the trees, into the garden of spices. Right?
Yes.
I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. With the lilies under the trees and among the flowers. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. My hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one there are twins.
What is it?
Chapter 6, number 6.
Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them.
Really?
It's probably verse 5.
5, wrong. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing.
Yeah.
Whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. Again, I think this is representing the teeth of the veil fragments on the cap of the mission.
The teeth are as a flock of sheep. And then, as piece of a pomegranate, or the red, the pomegranate, are thy temples with thy locks. The temples, the head of the mushroom, the temple of the mushroom, are thy temples within thy locks. These are 80, these are 30 queens, and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. So the virgins, the ones without, the ones that haven't opened, 80 queens with the fully open cap, and 40 concubines,
are the ones that are already, they've already broken open, and they've had their better day, I guess.
And the virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praise her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see their fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. For I was aware my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadib. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. There's obviously some underlying something there that I'm not following.
What was it?
Oh, 11, 12, and 13 of chapter 6. Or maybe...
No, they are 11, 10. I went out to the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley where they are. They are...
whether the vine first?
No, not yet. Look!
Look if the vineyard had flourished, and the pomegranates.
But that is
mushrooms have unfolded.
Yeah.
Okay. And the pomegranates have budded,
and the fruit flourished.
Return, oh, turn to a mite. Only to a mite was David's nurse. He was 70 or 80 years old. He was a Shulamite nurse. I don't know what it means, but that is the only other place where they got Shulamites in the Bible.
The end of chapter 6 is that, again, he's looking around and he sees the beautiful ones and all of his beautiful ones, which are all the mushrooms, and then they all disappeared again. Oh, no, they were all there. And then he saw all the different ones, and he describes them opening as the different things. He went down to see if they were flourishing and if they were opening, and he saw them again, and they were opened up, and they were all there, the mushrooms all over the place. And he went down to the garden and found them. So then he was aware. And then he says, or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadib.
Red and white chariots.
Right, the chariots.
No, they were red and white.
Right. Of course, the chariots are that which carries you through the sky. The wheels of the chariots, the wheels within wheels, are the caps of the mushrooms turning. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. So, you were saying something about David's nanny, or Solomon's? Solomon's nanny?
David's
nanny was a Shulamite, or she? Her name is Shulamite.
He is 70 or 80 years old, and he has a Shulamite for a nurse.
Okay.
And they want the, I will fuck you. This is a surprise. And he said, I'm too tired to shut out, too old to fuck. Something. Only mention of the Shulamite.
Okay, chapter 7?
Yeah.
How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet, which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. by two breasts are like two young roses that are twins.
They are two breasts, two young roses without twins.
That are twins.
You know, in Jewishness, the 100% best thing you can say, two red-headed twins, red hair twins, and this is the best, you can't get a better birthday present from that was God,
Always the Jewish God is judging people by the way they look, the way they, how perfectly their noses are shaved, how they don't have any spots or any flat spots on their nose, about how their hair was formed, about all these different things. Is the way that the God judges people. That's one of the reasons why when Hitler was doing his march upon the world, he was trying to purify the Aryan bloodline. He believed, literally, that the Bible, where it said that anyone who is unclean that has a spot on their eyebrow or a flat spot on their nose or, you know, anything like that, that all these Jewish things that describe you if you're impure. It's almost like Mar face reading, where they look at you and they try to find a flaw. So the Germans, that's the way they judged everybody, was by the perfect look. And if they didn't like the way you looked, then you were out of there. If you had dark eyes or dark skin, then you were of a inferior bloodline. That's why they went all throughout Europe, in Austria and all these places, recruiting children that were all blonde-haired, blue-eyed for the, what was it called, the Liebersprach, the German, the children's camps where they indoctrinated all the kids to become the new leaders of the Nazis. So Hitler was really about trying to purify the bloodline according to the dictates of the scriptures, which say that those who are not perfect looking are impure.
Which were actually the mushrooms.
Right.
The impure, right. Dirty mushrooms lying in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. So, talk about a misunderstanding that makes you
mass murder.
Stupid shit,
yeah. Are you learning from this?
Oh, yeah. It's time to go through another chapter. It unfolds a little bit better, makes it a little clearer. This guy's whole vision and his love for the mushroom and his search for the mushroom and his finding the mushrooms and his love for the mushroom regardless of what happens when he takes the mushrooms and has even a bad experience.
Kind of like me.
Kind of like everybody that does them enough. Eventually you're going to have a record.
It's like my website says, there are no bad trips, there's just the ones that you don't understand what that's the mushrooms right. are trying to teach you.
That's right. So that's what he's dealing with here. You know? Yep. That's why even though he has the bad trip afterwards, he still goes back and he's still looking for the mushroom. He still loves the mushroom. You know? He wants to be one with the mushroom. I wonder if we read Job with the same context in mind, if all of Job's trials we could attribute to falling down from the mushroom, knocked out all of his visionary things.
That's a good. I read it, but I didn't read
it. Put that into that context.
Before.
My navel is like a round goblet. Which wants chapter 7, verse 3.
Okay.
My navel is like a round goblet, which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory, perfect stem representation. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathrabim.
Okay, now Bathrabim is pomegranates. Realize this is what it is.
There's pomegranates in Bathrabim.
No.
Is Bathrabim a place, or Bathrabim is another name for the pomegranate?
Yes.
So, of course, thy neck is a tower of ivory, the white stem of the mushroom. Thine eyes, like the fish pools in Heshbon, which makes me think that the water is red or something red about that. By the gate of Bathrabim, or the pomegranate cap, thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. The tower of Lebanon would be referring to the cedars that are above the canopy over all the mushrooms.
Okay. Tower of Lebanon. The cedars? What does he say about Damascus?
My nose is as the Tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus.
Okay. All throughout history, Damascus is pink or mostly orange or red with you have Damascus tapes and silverware and napkins, and they are red. They are red, white, or red. Red, white, or
red with white spots.
No.
Gold.
No. Red. Gold. I have to tie it down. God damn it. You have a ring?
A pin?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Name the man.
This thy stature is like a palm tree,
and this is a palm tree is like a mysterious mushroom. It's
big round on top and a big long stem along the bottom. Okay.
This structure is like a palm tree, and thy breasts clusters of grapes. I said I will go to up to the palm tree. I will take hold of the boughs thereof, the breasts thereof.
here it says bows thereof, breath thereof, okay? Now also thy breath shall be as clusters of the vine.
As cluster of the vine.
And the smell of thy nose like apples.
Odors.
Odors.
Smell of my mean or a mouth like apples.
And apples is another word for mushroom.
Apple and even a collar is really
and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak.
But because they are animated very much.
I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, and let's go forth into the field. Let us lodge into the villages, or in the villages. Let us get up early.
Wait, wait. So going back to Jim. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. This is mine. And the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. So again, we're talking about the same thing. Those people that have the out-of-body experience, the mushroom literally wakes up inside them. The mushroom speaks. Many times I've had people that were on the Amanitas that were talking about all kinds of stuff. Literally, the mushroom was talking to me, and the mushroom would say all kinds of stuff, that, I mean, cut to the quick, but the person was asleep, and the person didn't remember hardly any of it, of what the mushroom said when the mushroom woke up inside the person. So that's very interesting.
Okay, where were we? Number 11? Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field, let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates
one
bud forth.
Tender grape. One tender pomegranate.
So the white of the grape, the red of the pomegranate.
The vine flourishing and the pomegranates. And then, bud forth is the if the mushrooms have hopped up again. They're basically saying, here I go, let's go back into the field and
okay, here's
see if there's more mushrooms.
Here's mandrake, another psychedelic or drug or poison. The mandrake give a smell, and at our gates are the manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee.
So now he's talking about these
different drugs, it sounds
different
like.
Drugs that he's got stashed. He's got like his big
stash
going of all his mandrakes and all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old. So the old meaning that they've been stored for a while, which I have laid up for thee, oh my beloved. So he's like putting his stash together for his entheogenic experience, being, of course, his beloved, the waking up of his beloved within himself.
I agree.
You know, I'll tell you, I have not so much fun teaching people like you, because you are so fucking far away along this path.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that thou wert as my brother, that sucked the breasts of my mother. Okay, so that who ate the cap or the breast of my mother, who's the mother of the mushroom, I'm going with that flow there. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised.
I will
When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yet I should not be despised. When you don't have mushrooms, I'm going to kiss you because I got them. And you will not despise me?
Let's have Jack's specific translation of this verse. You all favors. Who shall give thee to me for my brother, sucking the breast of my mother, that I may find thee without and kiss thee? And now no man may despise me. Who shall give thee to me for my brother? Who shall give thee to me for my brother? Okay, somebody's, who should give it to me? Who should give you to me? You mean someone should give him the mushrooms for my brother, sucking the breast of my mother, that I may find thee without and kiss thee, and now no man may despise me. I will take hold of thee and bring thee into my mother's house. Okay, there again, the first one is saying he's finding the mushroom. Getting a hold of it and heading to his mother's house again. So here he goes. We're starting another tale of the same thing over again. But he's saying it in a different way. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breast of my mother. Okay, so if the mushroom was like his brother that sucked the breast of his mother, then they would get along and he would be good to him all the time. He'd be his friend, he would be nice to him. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised. Meaning that when he finds him and he kisses him, then the mushroom won't despise him. And that's why he feels like he was beat up the last time, because the mushroom didn't like him. He's like love worn over the mushroom. And he's giving everything and loving the mushroom, and he takes it and it just knocks him down and knocks him out. So now it's like he's lamenting over the fact and saying, oh, I wish you were like my brother, because then I would just kiss you and you wouldn't despise me.
Okay, I see that.
I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. So again, he would share the juice within the mushroom experience. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me.
Well, you were talking about throwing up earlier, and Jack was saying the tearing off of the mushroom cap before. So there's that that's repeating itself.
Well, many times I've spent the time with a friend that was on the mushroom that was throwing up, and I was literally have one hand embracing it around his chest, while the other hand is under his head, holding him over the puke bucket, so that he would vomit into the puke bucket and not turn over and puke and choke on his own puke. So this to me is relating a vision of somebody helping somebody that's in the experience. And I've had to do that many times, and that's the only way to do it, because they'll be laying there and then all of a sudden, you know, they'll be starting to go out of it and babbling, and then they'll start to vomit. Well, if you just let them sit there, they're going to vomit all over themselves, or maybe even choke on their own vomit. So what you do is you grab them and you hold them around the chest and around the face or the head. Your hand is under their head and the other hand embraces them, so you hold their head so they can vomit. This is a very strange analogy, but this is what it's just what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me as well. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye not stir up nor awake my love until he pleads. There's a repetition again.
Okay, now I can maybe see another allusion here, is that once the person has gone into like the resting state, after having the experience and being gone through the experience, then you charge the mushrooms, don't wake him up, and just let him stay there until he's ready to wake up by himself.
rather than to bring him out of the state of the person. So again, this is completely abstract, and I'm not saying that this is what it's saying. But it's kind of what it sounds like. It's just what it's reminding me of, having these type of experiences.
But all together, this is 8 pages or a chapter. They are about
I can see that very clearly. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake one of until you please. Or maybe it's now it says his left hand should be under my head. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. It's almost like he's having somebody else take him on the experience. Not that he's embracing somebody else.
Right.
He says that if you want to take care of me through this experience, this is how you do it. You embrace me around my stomach with your right hand, and your left hand should be under my head.
Right. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, learning upon her beloved? I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth, and there she brought thee forth that bare thee.
Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, the mushroom was, leaning upon her beloved?
I raise thee upon the apple tree. I raise thee upon the mushroom. There thy mother brought thee forth. She brought thee forth that bare thee. So she brought it for, she brought what forth that bears yourself, or that bears thee. She brought forth thee that bears thee.
Okay. I can relate to that. Maybe it's also talking about the mother mushroom that bears the child mushrooms, or the whole bunch of child mushrooms.
I can see that.
I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth the bed.
You have about 10 or 15 minutes on that.
Okay. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. Her love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Okay. Coals of fire, I think, relate to the mushroom too. And the vehement flame is the fire that happens within, which makes you do a lot of sweating. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. So the love brings the experience of death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Coals of our coals of fire, which have the most vehement flame. I think that he's saying that the mushroom is jealous, that his experiences of the rejection are because of his lack of devotion. Even though he's devoted everything, then it's still not enough, because somehow the mushroom is still feeling jealous of him, and so he thinks that the mushroom is jealous. So it brings forth these jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contaminated. Many waters cannot quench love. Okay, now this to me relates to the either sweating out of the pores, which is always happens, or the drooling, the massive saliva. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance in his house for love, it would utterly be contemned, meaning that there's nothing that you can offer to the mushroom. All of your worldly possessions are worthless when it comes to trying to offer the mushroom what it is that the mushroom wants. to give you the experience that you desire, rather than all the sweating and the heat within, and these effects that are hard, and the parts of the mushroom experience that are...
Where are you?
Number seven.
Number seven.
Chapter eight. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for?
You will have her.
If she will be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver, and if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. Okay, we're going to close her with the cedar trees. Okay, we have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. Okay, so she hasn't, the mushroom hasn't budded yet.
Undeveloped mushroom.
What shall we do for our sister in the day? Okay, the mushrooms don't grow in the day. When she shall be spoken for.
Ah, okay. What shall we do for the sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she is undeveloped and she's picked, then they're picking the mushroom too early. So what shall we do when someone says, hey, there's that mushroom, let's get it. And you're going, oh no, you shouldn't do that. Wait until it grows up. Don't pick it right now.
If she shall be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. So they'll bury her back up with the cedar?
I don't know. I think that also in the young mushrooms, there's the chance that you can get a poison mushroom. Instead, because when they're small in the rock form, you can't tell whether they could be an avenging angel or a destroying angel.
So enclosure with the boards of cedar could be a coffin, even?
That's possible. Should she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. So I don't exactly understand that, but I think there might be something that the word is there. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. Maybe the wall, if she's a wall, then you stay here. You don't move on.
Right.
If she's a door, then the person walks away and says goodbye. You might as well build a box out of cedar, because that person is gone. Not a poison mushroom. Of course, this is, again, only complete speculation.
Yes. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. When I was in his eyes as one that found favor.
We're almost done.
Number 11, chapter 8. Solomon had a vineyard at
Haman.
He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver.
Or what?
Okay, so it sounds like this is a whole other story now he's talking about. It's almost like he's starting all over. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal-Sahana. He let out the vineyard into keepers. So he said, everybody come and have some mushrooms. Everyone for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. So here you go. Have the vineyard. Look, here's the mushrooms. Now that I've showed you all this, bring me some silver. For whatever reason, Solomon said, okay, I'm going to give you this secret. Just bring me some cash. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those who keep the fruit thereof, 200. So it sounds to me like he's saying, hey, wait a minute. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. This is mine. What do you mean, O Solomon, you want 1,000? And those that keep the fruit thereof, they want 200. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. It looks to me like he's saying right at the end here, he's talking about the pharmacratic inquisition or Solomon saying, setting it up and saying, okay, this is mine. And, you know, if you want this, now you're going to have to give me 1,000. And so now he's going, well, hang on a minute. This area, the vineyard, this is mine, my own vineyard. It's before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000 pieces of gold,
And those that keep the fruit thereof, 200. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions, hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. So again, it looks to me like the thing is, come on, mushrooms, and hurry up and get here.
Then you have the book of Isaiah, or Isis. How would you say Isaiah?
Okay.
Here.
Here.
Okay, that was a long teaching session.
Wow.